This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Bruchim Habaim. So now we're down to the wire. These are the closing hours of our annual campaign to benefit Machon Magid Rakia Torah Center. Right now, all donations are doubled. So please consider participating in the Harbatzas Torah of Machon Magid Rakia, where the Shurim are disseminated very, very widely. Whatever you could do to be mechazek Harbatzas HaTorah, Hashem should bless you 1,000 times over with bracha v'hatzlacha. Rashi in Perek Tes Zayin, Pasuk Zayin, Rashi is bothered by the following question. V'koyrach shepikeach haya, ma'ra l'shtoseh. Korach is a smart man. Why did he get involved in such foolishness? Says Rashi, Enoi hatasai, his eye fooled him. Ra shal sheles gedoyla yoytza mimenu. He saw a great lineage of greatness emanating from him. He saw Shmuel, who in a sense is equal to Moshe and Aaron. Moshe v'Aaron v'chayanav u'Shmuel v'koreh Shemai. Amar, he said, b'shviloi ani nimla, because of Shmuel I'll be saved. V'chavtav mishmaros ondus v'nei banu v'kulam esnavim brach ha-kodesh. With 24 mishmarais of descendants, all prophesying with the divine spirit, Shenemar Kaleila Banim Lahiman. He said, all of this gedula is going to emanate from me and I'm going to be silent. So therefore, he wanted to take it from force. He heard from Moshe that everyone would be lost and one would be saved, Asher Yivchar Shemu HaKadosh. So he thought he would be saved, but he didn't see correctly, because in fact, it was his children who would do tshuva. So Rashi wants to know, why did Korach get involved in such foolishness? And the answer is, he was deceived by seeing into the future. So I was bothered today learning Chumash with Rashi. Rashi already asked that question. Rashi in the opening pasuk of Parshas Korach, Rashi says, "Umara Korach lach loike Moshe." Why did Korach argue with Moshe? So Rashi says, Niskani al Nisusa shel Elitzafan ben Uziel. He was jealous of the appointment of Elitzafan as Nasi, that Moshe appointed him Nasi over the Bnei Kahas. Korach said, I don't understand. My father had four brothers. The Bnei Kahas were Amram, he's the Bechar. So his two sons took Gedula. One became the Melech, one became the Kohen Gadol. And who should be next in appointment? So Korach said, I should be, because Yitzhar is the second son. But instead, it went to Elitzafan ben Uziel, it went to the fourth son. That's not fair. Korach is bothered. It's not right that the Nesius went to the fourth son. It should go to the second son, to me, I'm Korach ben Yitzhar. So, first of all, why did Rashi later in Perek Zayin ask, Ma v'Korach shepikeach haya, ma ra l'shtoseh? He already asked in the beginning of the parasha, Ma ra Korach lach loike Moshe? Another question you could ask is, why the first time Rashi says, why did Korach see fit to argue on Moshe? And the second time, Rashi calls him foolish, shtus. The first time Rashi didn't say it was shtus. The second time Rashi says it was shtus. And it's interesting, because on the words in Pasuk Gimel, Umadua tisnasu al kahal Hashem, ki kol ha'eda kulam kadoshim, Umadua tisnasu, Rashi says, if you took Malchus, you should not have given your brother Kahuna. That's not what Rashi said in the opening pasuk. In the opening pasuk, Rashi says that Korach was after the Nesius, not the Kuhuna. So perhaps we could explain very clearly as follows. At first, Korach had not a correct taina, but at least it could be explained in a reasonable manner. You could understand where he's coming from. Of course, he was wrong because he's arguing on Moshe. Moshe got a divine command, but at least you could understand why perhaps he was hurt and he was overlooked, because after all, Elitzafan was the son of the fourth son of Kahas, and Korach was the son of Yitzhar, the second one. So Rashi, in the beginning of the parasha, asks, why did Korach argue on Moshe? Meaning, how did he get started to begin with? The answer is, what started it is he felt that there was an injustice, that the Nesius passed over him and was given to the son of the youngest brother. That's why Rashi says in the beginning of the parsha, Umara Korach lach leike Moshe. That's how it started. But from there, once the machlokes started, it developed. Like the Shlach HaKadosh writes in Parshas Lech Lecha, Vayehi Riv, Bein Roy Mikne Avram, Bein Roy Mikne Eloi. First it's a Riv. And then, Al Tehi Miriva. A Riv then sort of snowballs and transforms into a Miriva. So at first, Korach had perhaps a reasonable argument, although it was dead wrong. But once he got involved in it, and Rashi says, once he got involved in arguing on Moshe Rabbeinu, Sifsei Chachamim adds, Agav sheneskane ala nesios cholak gam ala kuhuna. So then once he began the fight, so then it became umadua tisnasu, and he argued on the kuhuna. So now Rashi's bothered to argue on the kuhuna. But Korach conceded that Kahas's oldest son was Amram. So Amram was the Bechar, so he got two benefits. Benefit number one was his son is a melech, and benefit number two is his son is a kohen gadol. So that's ludicrous for Korach to argue on that. So regarding fighting on the kahuna, that Rashi says, and to add, to argue on Aaron HaKohen, with the Tara Salev of Aaron, the Oyev Shalom V'Roydev Shalom, to argue on it, to make a machloikes on the Oyev Shalom. That's shtus. So, Korach Pikechai, Ma Rola Shtuseh. So, Rashi has two questions. In the beginning of the parasha is, how did it get started? Ma Rola Korach Lachloike Moshe. But then, once it got started, the Korach Pikechai, Ma Rola Shtuseh. That perhaps explains the two questions of Rabban, the Avi and Shal Yisrael, Rashi. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.